This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio. And now, here's Gene Steinberg.
You know, a few minutes before this episode of the Paracast began, I had a little lunch, so I decided to splurge. Instead of having something at home, I went to a fast food outfit called Carl's Jr. In some parts of the country in the U.S., it's called Hardee's. Same ownership, same basic restaurant. And they have something called the Beyond Burger. I splurged. The Beyond Burger means it's not meat. It's based on plant protein. And no fries or anything like that, just a sandwich. Brought it back home. And I tried it. It's a fairly close approximation of a grilled hamburger. Pretty close. Mrs. Steinberg tasted it and said, I don't like meat that much anyway. But when I was thinking about this, very grisly, this green plant protein it was made from and still emulates a real hamburger, I was thinking here of a famous phrase from a movie, Soylent Green is people. Well, that fell.
Charlton Heston, right?
No. Hold it. That was Edward G. Robinson, his final movie, where he was telling the Charlton Heston character, Soylent Green is people dying.
You know, it's as good of a punchline as to serve humans.
I like the Omega Man better.
Well, you see what's happening here also when I talk about Beyond Burger. There's also something called the Impossible Burger, and that's a similar kind of product, non-meat. That will become a Burger King Whopper. And the funny thing is here, according to what we hear, if you believe what's in the press, they can't make enough of these things. A lot of people out there are happy to have a fake hamburger as opposed to the real thing.
We're getting quite a bit of that up here at an outlet called A&W that's really doing a lot to have high-quality ingredients with the least amount of chemicals and byproducts in it, too. So they started something up here very similar to that, and it's doing very well, too. I think Christopher O'Brien would be happy about that after writing Stalking the Herd, which, by the way, I just picked up on sale because I just have to buy things on sale, but excellent book there too. So, you know, I hope that we can get Chris back on in the future to talk about that again too. Fabulous stuff.
It is. And after you read that, you will never, ever want to eat a meat product again. Never. But I don't know why we're talking about this. Oh, we have Don Ecker here, and he's an old fashioned salt of the earth American, a full fledged curmudgeon. And we wanted to get some reactions to him about some of the things going on. But first, of course, we all knew Stanton Friedman, you and I, Don. I met him a bazillion times at conventions. Not that we were close friends, but we were convention friends, if you know what that means. And occasionally in print, I would disagree with him. What about you, Don?
Oh, yeah. And when I was the director of research for UFO Magazine, my wife, who was the editor-in-chief and publisher. I mean, we went back all the way to the beginning with Stanton Friedman. I first encountered Stanton probably about 1987, 88, just about the same time that Bill Moore and Jamie Shandera released the MJ-12 documents. I can remember sitting. Because after I bought my first computer, and I've told this story a million times, I had a 300 baud modem, okay, on my computer. Now, I could literally, when I was downloading something, watch the pixels on the screen being developed and made. And I downloaded the entire MJ-12 paper, and I was reading it as my computer slowly crawled along and got it. But Stanton was one of those guys that at the time was one of the ufologists whose name was in lights. Stanton Friedman, you know, people like William Moore at the time, Linda Moulton Howe, all these people were at the very front of the UFO movement. I met Stanton at a conference, and very congenial fellow, very, very set in his belief system. I can remember the first time I ever saw him pull out his famous sheaf of redacted documents, going through them. And I think he probably used that right up until the end of his life at every conference he ever attended.
Excuse me, now, he memorized it. He didn't have to bring it each time.
Yeah, well, you know, hey, look, there weren't that many words that were visible, so I can believe he memorized it. But he was somebody that did a lot of work. He paved a lot of pathways. Friedman was a very notable gentleman.
Oh, absolutely. And it took him a long time to admit that the MJ-12 documents, most of them seem to have been fabricated somehow.
I don't ever recall Stanton saying that.
Yeah, he still said that there was at least one that was genuine, but I think he finally had to concede that it looked like there was that most of them had been somehow fabricated. But still, we don't know who fabricated them or why. And it seems like, and you might have some comment on this, whoever did that seemed to have some kind of inside knowledge to a fairly deep degree, maybe perhaps not to the detail of all the formatting that people like Kevin Randall have gone into, but still, it wasn't just, you know, some guy off the street.
Look, when I looked at that the MJ-12 document, I looked at it wearing my detective hat, and I asked myself a series of questions about that. Number one, okay, at that time, okay, and we're talking about 83, 84, who the hell knew who Jamie Shendero was? Now, why do I even mention that? Because it was Jamie Shendero that received that undeveloped 35-millimeter film in an envelope addressed to Shendero at his home. Okay, nobody knew who Jamie Shendero was as far as UFO research. Who did know who Jamie Shendero was? Bill Moore did. And who was working covertly behind the scenes, hand in glove, with various military and intelligence assets? Who?
Doty.
Bill Moore.
Oh, right. Moore, too. Sure.
Okay. And what was Doty doing then? Well, Doty was, who the hell knows what Richard Doty was doing? But who was Moore working with and agreeing to do things for? Those same military intelligence assets. Perhaps Doty. Now, if somebody were to come up to me and say, Don, where do you think those documents emanated from? I would tell them, well, I don't know. There's no way I can know. But my suspicion says they came from Bill Moore. In other words, I think he had enough information, was certainly a sharp, smart, intuitive man, had contacts that could have shown him formatting and everything going back all the way to 1947 or before. He would have known the right words to use, the right people to place in that document, etc. The document itself, well, I don't believe, and I haven't for many years, that document is real. I just don't believe it. It's too convenient. But does that say that I don't think back then that there might have been something very similar?
Let's break that. More on NJ 12 with Gene and Randall. You're in
the Paracast.
We also have swag. You know, we have all these exclusive Paracast things that you can buy. We've got, like, I guess 60 or so different items, and entails T-shirts, sleeves for notebook computers, iPad cases, mouse pads, the Paracast jumbo tote bag, all sorts of T-shirts and jackets and stuff like that for men and women. We have a Paracast aluminum water bottle. All this stuff, you go to store.theparacast.com, store.theparacast.com. What makes it special is that the items are the best quality, you know, great T-shirts, fabrics, and they have our official logo on them. That's what makes them special, and multiple sizes and colors. We even have stuff for children, stuff for women, stuff for men. We have all sorts of sizes, like small up to X large. A lot of good stuff. That's the swag from the Paracast. You go to store.theparacast.com, stop by, and take a shopping tour.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. By Christine, great for heart palpitations. By Anne, before I started using this product, every afternoon, my ankles and my hands would be swollen. That doesn't happen anymore. So if that part of their advertising is true, I have to assume that the rest of it is also. Not to mention that when I had my yearly blood test, only a few weeks after beginning to use this product, my cholesterol had dropped over 30 points. I'm going to continue to take it. By Croc, I love this product. It really works. By Brad, works great. Thank you. Tell us your story. Get your Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
We'd like to hear from you. If you have a comment or question about the Paracast, send it to news at theparacast.com. That's news at theparacast.com. And don't forget to visit our famous Paracast community forums at forum.theparacast.com.
So we have Don Ecker of Dark Matters joining us, and we're talking about MJ-12, the original MJ-12. Now, before you go on with that, Don, no less than Kevin Randall, who obviously also has military experience, said that there were deficiencies in the formatting, that it was close, but no cigar. There were deficiencies, forgetting about the content, which you can go into. and the names of people who were put in there. But that's another aspect. Also, William Moore confessed being connected with intelligence at one of the MUFON conventions, after which, of course, he was ostracized. Don?
Yeah, that's right. That was July of 1989 in Las Vegas. What's your question, Gene?
I just wanted you to continue talking about it. The point being here is that maybe he was able to emulate the formatting, but not well enough. But what was on it? I thought you were going to comment on that.
Well, yeah, there was quite a bit on it. Now, look, I am not a document expert. I am not a document guy. I, of course, am really familiar with the MJ-12 document. I'm familiar with a lot of other government documents. But when it comes to the actual formatting and what have you, hey, I've seen how young GIs that are clerks and typists and what have you, I've seen them screw stuff up all the time. When it comes to the formatting, I'm not going to get too hung up on that. But what that document stated was that there was the crash, apparent extraterrestrial vehicle outside of Roswell, New Mexico, in very early July 1947, right around the 4th of July. And one of the primary individuals involved in that was Major Jesse Martel. Now, he was a World War II veteran. He was the intelligence officer there at the time. And a rancher, I mean, everybody knows the basics of the story. A rancher came into town, had a bunch of debris that he had picked up from his pasture, showed it to the sheriff. The sheriff got in touch with the base, thought there might have been possibly a missing military aircraft. And Jesse Marcel went out along with another guy who was the counterintelligence officer on the base at that time, that later lied about even being there with Marcel when he tried to basically deny the entire story. Now, Marcel got out there and his buddy, and I can't think of his name right offhand, they got out there and they saw this, according to Marcel, very large debris field. There was a lot of debris. And as they were walking through it, Marcel picked up some of the debris. Later in an interview, he said, I didn't know what this stuff was. He said, I tried to hit it with a sledgehammer, a 10 or 12 pound sledgehammer. And he said, it didn't leave a mark. I tried to burn it with my cigarette lighter. The stuff wouldn't burn. And just a lot of things that Marcel claimed made it very odd. Now, later, when the Army Air Force tried to empty the Roswell saucer and cup, okay, they tried to say it was a weather balloon, neoprene, rubber, basically like kids would use in those days, making a model airplane, balsa wood. A scotch tape on the balsa wood with pretty little flowers, and it was really a crap excuse. So I looked at all this over the years. Now, do I think an ET craft, in fact, came down there? I don't know. I just don't know. Could it have been something else? Sure. As a matter of fact, John Keel, a famous writer and investigator of the Fortean phenomena stuff, wrote an article for our magazine back in the day where he suggested, well, maybe it was a Japanese Fugo balloon. Now, those were balloons that Japan had launched that carried bomb loads in the jet stream, hopefully over the United States, And a number of them, in fact, did crash down. They were later found. It was easy to understand what you were looking at, although one of those balloon loads ended up killing a number of civilians who stumbled over one that didn't know what it was, and they were killed, subsequently killed. But you wouldn't mistake it for something otherworldly. Make no mistake what Marcel claimed. It was something he just simply didn't know what it was. Now, Marcel has taken, and he's been dead, incidentally, for many years, but he's taken a lot of hits over that. Everybody ends up in this field at one time or another taking hits. But let's look at what the military and the government has done with this case. They're on the record at least three times admitting they lied about it. In 1997, on the 50th anniversary, I was contacted by NBC News, and I did a number of appearances on not only the NBC Nightly News with Tom Brokaw, although Brokaw wasn't there that night, talking about the Roswell 50th anniversary. Incidentally, the Air Force had just issued their Roswell case closed final report booklet. But the colonel that gave the briefing at the Pentagon to the press very adroitly made sure nobody could see the report until after he gave his talk. We got our copy at UFO Magazine. I immediately went through that with a fine-tooth comb. And my God, what a load of bovine excrement the Air Force was passing off. For example, they used photographs of NASA space probes from the 70s to try to point the public in, well, this is something that might have been mistaken for a flying saucer. And then when they addressed the business about bodies, they tried to say that the bodies actually was a compressed history or some stupid term this guy came up with, that the military was doing high-altitude parachute test with anthropomorphic dummies.
With Don Ecker, Gene, and Randall, you're in
the Paracast.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Officials have identified the gunman who killed 12 people and was shot dead by officers at a Virginia Beach municipal building as Dwayne Craddock. ADF Special Agent in Charge, Ashawn Benedict.
We identified two weapons used in the shooting yesterday. Both weapons are .45 caliber pistols. One was purchased in 2016. One was purchased in 2018. Both pistols were purchased by the shooter, and all indications are they were purchased legally.
Democrats are once again talking about gun legislation. Senator Bernie Sanders.
Making sure that people who should not own guns do not own guns.
Mayor Pete Buttigieg.
This is routine. We know it's not the last time this is going to happen, and Washington's failure to act is costing lives.
And Amy Klobuchar.
I come from a proud hunting state. I look at all these proposals and I say, does this hurt my Uncle Dick in the deer stand? They don't.
This is USA Radio News.
Got an old car? You can donate it, whether it's running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation and save a life. They'll even come and pick it up for free. The United Breast Cancer Foundation has saved hundreds of women's lives through their free or low-cost breast screen exams. But now they need your help. The United Breast Cancer Foundation wants to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And donating your old car, SUV, or truck, whether it's running or not, helps pay for them. Plus, you get a charitable tax deduction. Help the United Breast Cancer Foundation save lives by donating your old car, SUV, or truck. Call now for free pickup. 800-280-2144. 800-280-2144. 800-280-2144. Call right now. That number again is 800-280-2144.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hi, this is Bryce Abel. I'm the producer of Dark Skies, the co-author of AD After Disclosure, and you are listening to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio.
This may be the Air Force's dummy explanation, Don Ecker?
Yeah, what they were basically saying, that people in 1947 confused themselves by stating that they saw alien bodies in 47, when in fact there were no bodies until 53, 54, when the Air Force were dropping these dummies. I mean, the military guys were just really stretching. So they lied continuously about that. Now, as a former detective, I remembered back to when I was investigating various types of cases, and if I had somebody, a suspect, a witness, something along those lines that intentionally lied to me, I had to start wondering why they lied. The same thing with these Roswell UFO explanations. Why would the government lie about something, especially considering today, it's been over 70 years since this event happened. Now, maybe that's not too mysterious when you consider that today, as we do this show, there are still documents and reports that are classified from the assassination of President Abraham Lincoln in 1865. Now, think about that, for God's sake.
What could they be, you know, hiding from that? Like, you know,
that's exactly,
you know,
right.
Was he really a vampire killer or hunter? I don't know. Maybe that was it, but
that's it. That's the secret. Abraham Lincoln, vampire hunter.
Well, you know, you make a valid point though, Don, because really, wouldn't it have been just as simple for them to say, well, we don't really know. Most of the documents from that era have been destroyed or have gone missing instead of concocting some kind of story?
Well, you see, that's the thing. When you live in a land, a national security state, which we in the United States today are, a national security state that if those articles are invoked, now think about this, the government, and when I say the government, I'm talking primarily military intelligence people, could do anything up to and including premeditated murder. That's what you're looking at.
Right now, what is it? Trump's been using it to impose tariffs and trade sanctions and stuff like that. I mean, that's a bit of an aside, but I mean,
that's a big aside there,
yeah,
Randall. This
still,
is not economics. We're not talking economics.
It's still kind of odd, though, don't you think? Like, what, like national security, like that's going too far. But the point is, they can do whatever they want.
It depends on what it is they are hiding. Make no doubt, something momentous is being hidden. Why do I say that? Well, let's jump forward from Roswell to 2 years ago, when former Senator Harry Reid came out, held a presser, talking about he had accumulated over $20 million to fund military aerial threat research because of UFOs. Finally, after 70 years of deny, today we are openly talking about military pilots encountering not once, not twice, but a bunch of times unidentified flying objects. Things that the pilots themselves state, well, it was performing stuff that would kill any human by these aerodynamic, mysterious, you know, flight patterns that they can fly, like going hypersonic, coming to a sudden stop, making drastic, instantaneous right-angle turns, the G-force would smash anybody into putty if we tried it, but these things can do it. As a matter of fact, this morning, okay, while I was having my morning coffee, a friend of mine in the field called me, and we were talking about this trip to the stars, you know, special that's going to be airing tomorrow. All right, with all those people that have been in the news recently. And I said to him, I said, look, I've been thinking about this dramatic opening up in some quarters of this. I said, I got to tell you, pal, the thing that I am thinking of, and I've looked at this from every angle I could look at it from, that those in power are aware that something is coming down the pike. And if it just suddenly sprung upon us, I said, there would be worldwide chaos. So what if they know this? I don't have any clue about a time frame, but they're slowly opening the strings and cracking the safe with all the secrets in it open to once again prepare the public. And my friend, you know, he said, well, you know, Don, he said, my God, he said, that's exactly what I've been thinking. So I don't know. I guess we'll see when it happens. But it's weird. Now, Gene has been in this even longer than I have. And Gene, you got to be thinking, I would think, along these lines, too, because you have seen how for, well, 50, 60 years that you've been involved, you have seen how this game has been played up till now. Right?
Well, I have this feeling here that it's a two-way sword. There may be a top-secret organization that knows the secret of the UFOs. The Silence Group is what Major Keogh called them. They know something. But the regular-level people know nothing. Their concern is strictly national security, and that's why they do what they do. So, you know, we have possibly two different areas we're talking about. The secret, if there is a secret agency, we never hear about it. They would never hold press conferences. They would be harder to find than Bob Mueller. they would be hidden away, possibly people you see in the military rosters and the government rosters are involved. I wouldn't call it an MJ-12 group because I'm not at all convinced an MJ-12 existed. But that would be one way to keep a secret. I get the impression, though, in light of the Pentagon UFO study that Senator Reid, former Senator Reid, was involved in, I get the impression there that a lot of the people in the military didn't know. The stories that came out in the New York Times and Washington Post seemed to say, oh, at last, they're going to take UFOs seriously. What were they doing in 1950? What about Project Blue Book? Wasn't that supposed to be the agency to take them seriously? It's like the prior history did not exist.
Yeah, that's a really good point because, I mean, they studied collectively for over 20 years when officially within the Defense Department in one form or another, mostly in the Air Force. Now, this ATIP thing came out of the Defense Intelligence Agency, which is separate from all of them. It kind of networks in with the Navy, the Army.
It's the military's version of the CIA.
Yeah, and so, I mean, if anybody knows what's going on in there, you know, with regard to the whole thing and how all the pieces fit amongst the various departments, it seems like they'd be a place to look.
Well, you know, recently, very recently, I've begun some research into another area, no less mystifying, no less exciting, actually, than the UFO thing. And it has the added benefit that it very well could tie into the UFO thing.
It's the cliffhanger, folks. What is that thing? We got these things to listen to and more to come with Gene and Randall and Don Eckert. You're in
the Paracast.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Do you need a website? Well, you can get a great deal on hosting services with Namecheap's legendary coupon code. They're offering substantial hosting discounts on shared hosting, business hosting, VPS hosting, reseller hosting, and even dedicated servers. Namecheap is preferred by millions. It's backed by a money-back guarantee. Use the coupon code LEGENDARY to cash in on the special deal at Namecheap.com, Namecheap.com.
First came Attack of the Rockoids, and it was a critically acclaimed success. And now there is The Coming of the Protectors. A former military intelligence man is contacted by a space woman in a dream. A dream that turns out to be a nightmare, because evil forces on her distant planet are planning to conquer the Earth. This is gripping science fiction of the classic kind. Attack of the Rockoids and The Coming of the Protectors. Find out more at rockoids.com. That's rockoids, rockoids.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Many medicines used to treat colds and flu contain acetaminophen, a pain reliever and fever reducer found in hundreds of over-the-counter and prescription medicines. But taking too much or more than one medication containing acetaminophen per day can damage your liver. So always read the label and don't take acetaminophen if you drink three or more alcoholic drinks every day. To learn more, visit fda.gov/OTC pain info. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services Food and Drug Administration.
Hi, it's Grant Cameron from PresidentialUFO.com. You're listening to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio.
Don Ecker, what is that thing?
Well, recently, in the last several years, there has been a discovery up in Greenland of an impact crater, a large one. That happened, and it's been dated to approximately 12,000 years ago. Now, our history, and believe me, it's spotty at best, our history can really, and when I was in college, by the way, I was a major, and my major was in history. I loved history then. I love it now. And I've always been a huge fan of it. You throw a history book in front of me, depending upon what time frame we're talking about, and I'm lost. I'm gone, okay? Now, this impact happened roughly 12,000 years ago. And 12,000 years ago, there was a worldwide change, okay? That was the beginning of the Younger Dryas epoch. And up to that point, North America was covered, almost half of all of North America was covered under an ice sheet. Anywhere from 1 to 2 miles of ice that covered the continent. And the continent teemed with megafauna. What am I talking about? I'm talking about major groups of animals that were probably beyond counting. We're talking about mastodons and great woolly mammoths. We're talking about saber-toothed cats. We're talking about diurnal wolves. If you're a fan of Game of Thrones, you'll know what diurnal wolves are. Giant ground sloths. We're talking about animals that, well, if you're ever in Los Angeles, you definitely will want to go to the La Brea Tar Pits where these animals are being pulled from the tar daily. All right. These animals that got trapped in these petroleum deposits. And while they were trapped and they couldn't get free, they would be screaming and carrying on. And then the predators, the saber-toothed cats and the wolves and other animals would show up for an all-day feast, not realizing they too would get trapped. And suddenly, in an instant, almost an instant, everything was gone. And I mean everything was gone. At that time, there were also many human beings here. And today, they're collectively known as the Clovis people. And the reason they're known as the Clovis people, they had a very distinctive stone tool pattern that they used. The first examples were found in Clovis, New Mexico. And they have been found from that time frame, that epoch, all across the United States, what today is the United States. And then something happened. Now, when I was a kid, and I'm talking about probably 12, 13 years old, my father bought a bunch of National Geographic magazines from my grandfather's brother, oldest brother, who had passed on. He bought it from my great uncle's widow. I can remember when Dad brought all these magazines home, and they went back literally to the turn of the century. There are issues of those magazines that were like from 1900, 1901, 1902, and they went all the way up to the 1950s. So when I was a kid, I can remember sitting in the middle of all those damn magazines going through them. And one, well, actually, there were two copies that stuck with me. One was the finding of King Tutankhamun's tomb in 1922. And that was an issue that, I just couldn't get over that. And then there was an issue from sometime in the 1930s where hunters in Siberia, which at that time was still the USSR, the Soviet Union, hunters in Siberia discovered huge boneyards of mammoths and mastodons that, like something had literally picked them up and threw them like a fastball, and they were smashed to pieces. Other ones that they had found buried in the muck from 12,000, roughly 12,000 years ago, were frozen solid, still with buttercups that they were eating in their mouths and undigested food in their bellies. Something flash froze them in an instant. Now, as scientists did a lot of investigation, examination, and what have you, they came up with the theory that at least 1,000 mile per hour winds literally picked these herds up and smashed them. Now, what in God's green earth could have done that? Well, one of the explanations is this impact that happened was so massive that went worldwide, it totally changed the climate of the planet. Okay. Within 1,000 years of that event, the ice sheets in North America had receded, had melted. The oceans were raised 100 to 200 feet. Okay. And everything was different. Now, you know, in those days, where did people usually put down settlements or whatever? Close to the shores. Now, something would have wiped those people out almost as quickly as those animals were destroyed. And at any rate, this is something that I've been following up on, and I'm planning down the road here, hopefully before too long, to have some experts come into my radio show and do some specials on this very amazing event. And here's the other thing. Gene, you will probably remember this man's name, Charles Hapgood.
I sure do.
Yeah, Charles Hapgood was a scientist in the 1950s who came out with a book talking about these very real things. He was also the guy credited with bringing the infamous Perry Reese map to the public's attention. And as a matter of fact, you mentioned Kehoe earlier. Kehoe talked about him somewhat extensively in one of his books in the 50s because the Perry Reese map shows the continent of Antarctica that was totally clear. No snow, no ice. And Hapgood's theory was that something caused the mantle of the planet to shift. Now, if that would have happened, well, the bottom line is it would have been practically a planet extinction event. And as it is, this thing 12,000 years ago was darn near an extinction event and was for who knows how many people. And animals ended up dying as a result of whatever it was that happened.
Let me remind those of you who have followed my writings over the years. Of course, Richard Shaver talked of some cataclysmic event thousands of years ago. There are lots of legends. There's Atlantis, Lemuria, etc., etc. This opens up some real fascinating possibilities. Another fascinating possibility is Paracast Plus. We offer a version of the show free of the network ads with their tolerance at GCN and the After the Paracast podcast. We can never, ever, ever, did I say never, know what's going to happen next. And the language is unfettered. In fact, there was a great episode with Don and Tim Beckley way back where, let's just say they have few disagreements and were very frank in expressing the point. So pay a visit to plus.theparacast.com. Plus.theparacast.com for more info. Don, Gene, and Randall, you're in
the Paracast.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Attack of the Rockoids has been well received by critics and readers alike. It's a thrill-a-minute story you'll never forget. A former U.S. military intelligence officer is haunted by intense dreams about a beautiful woman pleading for his help after a terrible battle in outer space. But the dreams turn out to be true and thrust him into a telepathic love affair with a woman whose faraway planet is intent on destroying the Earth. And now the gripping tale continues in The Coming of the Protectors. It's the second book of the Rockoids trilogy, a galaxy-spanning adventure that pits our hapless heroes against powerful, fanatical enemies that threaten the lives of freedom-loving beings everywhere. Attack of the Rockoids and The Coming of the Protectors, classic science fiction at its best, available now. For more details, visit Rockoids.com. That's Rockoids.com.
Hey folks, Tom D for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, ghosts, zombies, UFOs, crop circles, and more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people who seek a little more than the other dating services offer. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and you want to connect with others, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. So many people want to share their experiences with the paranormal, the afterlife, the unusual, and this is the place to meet and share common interests with those of like minds. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. That's ParanormalDate.com. Use the code word GEORGE and start meeting others. Get going now and connect with someone you like.